guys, the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. Here we are. So yesterday was a very busy epiphany, the Georgia earned miracle. And right around the same time when Ossoff was declared a winner was the storming of the Capitol by the Duck Dynasty faux pan team. And also the opening up of bidding for oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Let us not be distracted because it is all one thing, right? We say it is the storming of the Capitol and the attack on nature all woven together. So we are aspiring to connect still with our great ally, Sarah James, in the Arctic, but phones will work on that. But meanwhile, we have a wonderful, long-time ally, IAAC native Dune Lankert, whose people have called Cordova, Alaska, home for 3,500 years. And again, the whole realm. Well, welcome, Dune, and then we can go into Green Wave and everything. Yeah, welcome, Dune Lankert.
Yes, thank you, Caroline. Always nice to hear your voice.
That's great. So, yes, so I've hosted Sarah many times, and we'll see if the phone lines are in accord. And then we've gone down the Copper River together with David Grimes and many other wonderful things, and we've been tracking on radio and in the world your dedicated work, bearing cold fields and all of that. We want to weave everything together, but wherever you want to go, as you know, but so many people want to help everything, but also yesterday we're like, well, what's going on with the sales and the leases? So the sale, the auctioning was a fizzle, right?
Yeah, it was, as our friend Adam Colton said, it's an epic failure. Because, you know, it's clear that there's a lot of people, including industry and government, you know, are realizing there's a different path that we all need to be on. And thinking that big oil or we're going to be able to drill our way out of this climate change moment in time that's impacting the entire world. Is not going to work. We have to, you know, dig down a little deeper inside and you know, face reality and change the path that we're on, or we will disappear.
Yeah, let me. I just always love bringing up Reuben Snake, a great film about him, Your Humble Serpent, you know, just years and years ago saying, here's a little bit of Native American wisdom for you. If we don't change our direction, we're likely to end up where we're headed. There we go. So here's where we're going. Do we like that? No, let's reverse that. So I do, just because so many people are concerned, but it's also something we want to keep going, that the sale, the attempted sale of drilling rights on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which was yesterday around the time when the Capitol was being stormed and all those things going on, so slowing down, that basically oil and gas didn't bid. It was the state of Alaska, right?
Yeah, it was a, what are they called? ADA, which is,
Did we lose you? But we have Sarah. Wait, Dylan, are you there?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, but Sarah's there, but we lost Dylan. Welcome, Sarah.
Yes. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Yes, thank you so much, because I don't know if you remember, but I've hosted you on radio going back many years, and with Carol Hoover, we were in an anti-war, anti-George W. Bush march, and you were so strong and indefatigable as you are. You were like, no, we want to kick his butt in a good way. Anyway, I just remember that part of your great self. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you are indefatigable defender of the refuge for 50 years, as you said, you know, since you were a little young person, right? And now we have Dune back. All right, the whole team's here. Nothing can stop us now. Welcome back, Dune.
Hey. All okay. Right, I'm back.
And Sarah's with us. There we go. So we can do this. So So part of the, where both of you have something to contribute, well, much to contribute, we know that the attempt to auction off the oil and gas rights to drilling in the Arctic was an epic failure. And then, you know, Sarah, you know, both you and Dune have been saying, you know, the native corporations were against the retiring the Bering coal fields, but also for the drilling. And maybe, Dune, do you want to take this and toss it to Sarah about this issue here before us, right?
Yeah. You know, I guess what I'd like to, you know, start out with is that, you know, Sarah and I are both Athabascan descendants, and we're on the other end of the same pipeline that flows through our native lands in Alaska. And we had the Exxon Valdez oil spill happen in Prince William Sound in 1989. So we're living proof of what will go wrong. And right. There's no way that they'll ever be able to clean up the environment when a spill does happen. And so what's happening with the, you know, the Gwich'in, I felt it was a bit ironic that, you know, here we have this Georgia miracle that you spoke of, where we're going to have, you know, this opportunity for some saneness on the planet. And then we have this, you know, assault on the Capitol at the same time that there's an assault on the environment, meaning that the oil leases in the Arctic Refuge were up for auction yesterday at the same time. And so, you know, what we're facing here is, you know, this is a human rights issue, it's a native rights issue, it's an environmental rights issue. To develop the coastal plain is a cultural crime against the people who live there. And years ago, when I first went to visit Sarah up in the Arctic Refuge, I ended up writing this piece called, you know, What is the Race of the People Really Worth? And because I saw this assault on this incredible, you know, native tribe that, you know, spanned the political boundary between Canada and America. And, you know, it was 17 or so villages, you know, that were all opposed to the development and the drilling of the Arctic Refuge and you know, their way of life. And you know, and I realized that when the Exxon Valdez oil spill happened in our backyard, you know, that everybody thought that, you know, they were going to come and clean up their mess. And what we realized that not only could they not clean up that spill, but that we were expendable, that our community, our native people, our fishing community, our way of life was expendable. And so what's happening up in the Arctic Refuge, that too shows that, you know, government and industry thinks that the Gwich'in and their way of life is expendable. Well, it's not. You know, and that's why we stand up and fight every single day to protect the way of life that we have enjoyed and lived for tens of thousands of years.
Yes. Yeah, and Sarah, again, so for so long, indefatigable protector of the Arctic, and to toss to you, but really the Gwich'in people who have lived in stewardship and participatory cooperation with the caribou and the bears and the thing, you know, is exactly what our rogue species most wants to honor. So I, when we were speaking backstage, I go, well, what would you like us to do? You know, eager allies, you know, and you had a number of things that would be good, both practical and wildly imaginative. I mean, I like myself thinking of, you know, really intelligent presences protecting the land. I am kin with like a giant coyote citizen trickster, you know, protecting the land that I love. What would you imagine protecting the land that you love?
Yeah, I always imagined that as I grew up the land with my parents, I don't know of any other way of life. And then when I came to boarding school, even then it was too much a ways And I cannot get over it. There's so much greed, and I still can't get over it because that's not how I grew up. And we always been told to take care of the environment so it'll take care of you. And that's how I grew up. And that's how the caribou is to us when they migrate through our country. On that EIS, they did, the BLM, they didn't even include us because we're about 100 miles away south of the core calving ground. And now they're looking at a core calving ground, which is there is no core calving ground. It's spread out throughout the 1002 area. So, and now they measure it down to the which they call core calving ground, and then that's the most used area that they put out for a fit, and in the wrong time of the year, and we always, you know, we learn from our arts and facts and other stuff through the study that we trace back more than 20,000 years. And there's a, you know, wherever caribou step in this land, the porcupine caribou, we've been there. So we coincide with that. We were nomadic people. We follow the caribou to survive. So we've been to everywhere the caribou went to. Not because, you know, not because it's 100 miles from us, but they come and migrate to our country. And we don't disturb the calving ground.
Right.
And
right.
We don't disturb any calving ground or any birthplace. And we call those places that means sacred place where the life begins. So, my people that's been here for thousands of years is not being included into the process.
Yeah. Right.
And we're the one at stake at the most.
Right. And you know, may our rogue species have manners, because you and Carol Hoover and Dune set me, you know, to host a number of people about the Arctic, and I can't remember their names, but a wonderful film people who, to a couple who spent maybe a year, but they were in their tent, and they go, it's the time of calving, you know, it's nothing should disturb them. We're just whispering. We're not even going outside our tent to pee for several days, right? That's how sensitive the amount of respect that it takes. And then there's the, you know, giant lumbering, like, oh, machines won't, you know. So always, you know, Sarah and Dune, you know, this respect for life. You told us so long ago that the name, the Gwich'in name, is for the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, is the place where all life begins. And it is part of this just demonic assault on life, you know, on liberty, on, but I do, just to put into one side and then toss back to you both, you know, the positive Georgia, hard won, hard worked for miracle in Georgia of the election of two authentic people dedicated to collective well-being against two really corrupt people who invested in body bags, right? That's, I mean, many terrible things, but that's the thing that really summed it up for me, that when they heard about the pandemic, you know, Loeffler and Perdue invested in body bags. They invested in death, right? So but life won, right? So I want to toss it back, you know, and to you, Dune, because when we were speaking also backstage about, you know, the false division that some of the native corporations are for drilling or whatever, and you take it really from here, because you say it better than I can remember.
Yeah, you know, the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act set up these native corporations to figure out how to develop and destroy our land. And what they don't understand is that the land is already highly developed in its intact wild state. And being in that state, it provides life. You know, for whether it's the porcupine caribou herd that, you know, arrive on the coastal plain of the Arctic Refuge, that number, you know, between 120 and probably as high as 200,000 animals. And this is where they go to calve their little ones. You know, the last thing that we would want to do is disturb that habitat. And so where else are they going to be able to go where, you know, there's less mosquitoes, there's less predators that would be able to take and attack those animals and diminish the herd? You want to be able to have places like this that are sacred, just like on the Copper River where the salmon come home to spawn. The last thing you want to do is develop that habitat. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, these Alaska Native corporations, they need to be decolonized. You know, we need to repatriate the land back to the tribe and do a just transition and get off of big oil and get real. You know, as human people, as humans on this planet, we need to get real. We need to get informed. We have to get educated. You know, we all have to accept the reality that climate change is real. Ocean acidification is real. Ocean warming and ocean rise is all happening. Alaska climate change is impacting us harder because Alaska was colder. So the glaciers are melting at unprecedented rates. The permafrost, the sea ice. I mean, everything is changing. And so if we do get informed, if we take the opportunity that we have and get wise really fast, because the experiences that we're going through right now are real. And if we all become stewards of this planet, we're going to have a chance to, you know, survive as a human race. But it's going to take a different path. It's going to take a different reality. And so when I think about, you know, the things that we have to deal with in Alaska, you know, with the development on the Copper River Delta, for example, I mean, they want to we were able to, our Yak Preservation Council was able to stop oil and gas drilling in Katella, right off the eastern Copper River Delta here, 9 months ago. They still want to mine glaciers that are receding. They want to mine the beaches for minerals. They want to build deep water ports in the name of oil spill response. The Navy is still bombing the Gulf of Alaska. I mean, where does it end? Where it ends is us getting educated and taking action and standing up for what's right rather than what's wrong in the world.
Woof. We will do it. Thank you. Oh great. Oh good. Inspiring guide. Yeah. No. Getting educated. And weren't you also working or entertaining the possibility of, you know, like paying fishermen to not fish for a season while they prepared for their new job as ocean stewards, and paying loggers not to log? Was that you?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's doing a different type of employment, you know, in our oceans. Yes. Like, for example, you know, when we were, you know, trying to stop the logging on our ancestral lands along the Copper River and in Prince William Sound, I mean, the Native corporations had decided at that point to clear cut 1 million acres of land in the parallel path of the Exxon Valdez. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where we would have ended up. We would have ended up like the rest of America. You know, California, Oregon, and Washington, where there once was salmon nations. And so when I think about, you know, what's happening with us right now, we need stewardship harmony. We need to, think about, you know, what we're going to do to help restore the ocean. And so right now we're trying to get, you know, more mariculture and kelp farms in the water. So, you know, kelp sequesters carbon 5 times more than living forests. All the bivalves, all the mussels, the clams, the oysters, scallops, they can filter 40 to 60 gallons of water each per day. And so, you know, the more that we can help the ocean deal with ocean acidification and warming, you know, the better chance we're going to be able to save the 350 other species that make a living in these kelp farms. kelp forests are disappearing around the planet. And so it's because of this ocean warming and ocean acidification. But collectively, as fishermen, if we look at the ocean differently and we figure out how we can be a part of it rather than just take from it, then we could be responsible stewards that live in harmony with the planet.
Beautiful. And Sarah, you so much in accord, you know, how to be a part of, as you are a part of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And I remember years ago, you said to all of us, don't call it ANWR, don't use letters, because it loses intimacy, and then what they will drill it, call it the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And I always remembered that. But when we were speaking backstage now, you know, a while ago, you know, you were talking about now it's windy and snowy and it's the worst time of year to be out on the tundra, you know, and the honoring of the polar bears and all. So guide us, is the selling Alaska, the state of Alaska, bidding on rights to drill? Do they want to do that now?
Yes, they even only had 2 days public input. They're rushing it before that Biden get in the office. Now they got what they wanted because they got their bid from the court decision, and they're rushing it. And they did that public hearing, and it was only 2 days. And the majority that I heard are against ADA. And they approved that a court rule approved to go ahead with bidding, and there's only three that bid on it, and it's just like it's not important of all the work that we did since 1988, since 1950, since I can remember, and that was just decide in two, three days because they want to meet their deadline before the 20th. And that's, that's not, you know, that's not, that's our way of life, who we are at that stake. And we always took care of the birthing ground, which is and we call it Arctic Refuge, or we call it Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and it belongs to all, everybody, American, belongs to all the citizens, and we only had 2 days to make an input, and they're rushing it, and they rush it into the tax bill. We need to reappeal that and take it out. That's when they made it a development bill, and we always want to protect it permanently, and the way the Creator have made it, the way we always live and believe in who we are a caribou people, and we do caribou dance, caribou songs. It's food on our table. It's our clothing. It's our shelter. It's our tools. It's our language. We're the only language that still exists. And we're keeping it because we live with the caribou. That's our language. So all that, you know, in 3-4 days, and then they went and approved the bidding, and weren't even included into the 1002 area. Polar bear is not even included there either because it's an endangered species, and they said, no offshore drilling. What about onshore? They didn't on onshore. They eat along the shore. And the only protected area right now today is 1/10 of the line of the Arctic Ocean, which is 1002. And they're saying one thing, endangered species, and they're not protecting, just only offshore, and they don't only live offshore. So I can't put these two and two together. It just don't add up. And all I know is I am the Caribou people, and we do sing the Caribou songs, and give ourselves always remember our people from way back when we were nomadic people, and we were Netai Kuchen. We were Netai. Everybody was Netai. So my tribal went back to Netai and put in a lawsuit on September 9th. For that, I'd like to sing a song called What's I Make Bad Shit. That's all. Hey, hey, ho, hey, hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, 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 we were Caribou people all our life, and with my grandma and grandpa, we follow the Caribou, and we want to protect that place forever, the way the Creator made it, and permanently. When we were nomadic people, we never got sick. Our people are organized. There was lots of us. But the school is the one that separates us, because the BIA said we have to settle in villages. So there's 15 villages throughout the where the Caribou migrate, and we got separated. So we decide to recognize ourselves as the people of the flat, people of the lake, but we kept the original name, Vinitai and Arctic Village, Netai. That's who we are, all of us, before we got colonized. So as a Kuchen people, we took a stand as a tribe, as a sovereignty rights, and we did file a suit September 9th. Along with us, there's 15 states filed suit with us under their sovereignty, just like we have each tribal government. We always govern ourselves. We have our own sovereignty. We have, we manage our resource. We manage our land. And we're government. Now we're facing government to government because we tried everything else. And when Trump came in, everything got, nothing worked. So our leader, our tribal leader, went back to their tribe and put it back on the table, government to government. And that's where I'm the elder spokesperson for my own people, for my own tribe.
Yes. That this is wonderful, Sarah James. Well, that was a very good, potent song. Thank you so much. That has great woof in it. It helps to weave our kinship. And our other guest is Dune Lankert, and we're going to take a very teensy little short musical break. And we will be right back after this very short, usual Taj Mahal break. Here we go.
Shook the constellations and dazzled them across his eyes. She shook the constellations and dazzled them across his eyes. She showered his head with quasars and made his torso. Chaney home. Ooh, Chaney, 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 come blow my Chaney home. Telegraph my Indigo sky ship, make his voyage long.
Now get down.
Welcome back, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show. I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. And today we have two of my most favorite humans, Sarah James, Gwich'in elder and leader from the Arctic, indefatigable defender of life, and our great ally, Dune Lankert Athabaskan. Many, many great things, greenwave.org, many things that we can put out into the world. But we're here to acknowledge that yesterday was a very busy epiphany, right? And that it's all one story, the Georgia Earned Miracle, the storming of the Capitol by Duck Dynasty cartoon Dangerous People, and the opening of bidding for oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge all at the same time. So, yeah, so Sarah and Dune, beautiful what you sang, beautiful what you say. We take it to heart. And thank you, Sarah, for filing your lawsuit on September 9th. We want to keep in touch with that to protect forever, right? And then we know that the attempt to auction off drilling rights was an epic failure. That's good. But also allies are chiming in here going, comments and calls are needed to protect the refuge, right? So Sarah or Dune, can you direct people's goodwill into a tangible form? Where are comments and calls welcome?
Go ahead and I'll follow up, Sarah.
Well, you're welcome to our land. As a song, it's a welcome song. As a indigenous people, we're generous, we're sharing. And this is song it's all about, because Caribou Skin Hut Dance that I just sang, we go in the clockwise for a four directions, and bless all directions. And we stop to the middle and we say he. And we honor the fire, we honor the sun, and then we dance again. And that's how honored we are. And we tell them, we come and you're welcome to our land. We welcome to you to our skin hut. Every time the heat comes down, they open the flapper in and out. That's what it indicating. And we're generous people. We're special people. We're always going to be a special people that way, to teach the world the good way, to teach the world to take care of all life. And this happened yesterday was wrong. It's nothing but a wrong thing to do, because they don't respect how they came in. Now they don't even respect for staying, and we're here. We're still here, and we're not going anywhere. We're here to stay.
We see you there. We see you rooted there. We see us supporting you for that. So when do the crazy, the demented people, when do they want to start the seismic testing? Even though the lease sales were minimal, will they go forward with that? Or, and can we invoke huge wind and snow? Right.
That's another strange thing happened, just like strange thing happened yesterday. Strange thing is that seismic is not even done yet, and they went ahead and got that bidding for lease. That's kind of backward. Doesn't add up with me. We still have to go through that process to get that seismic done, and we're looking forward to talk to the BLM and everything, the whole through the process. But they jumped their road, they jumped it, and they just went ahead and put in for bidding, and they got it, and it just don't add up. And so that's where we are. And
okay.
Yes.
Well, can we imagine it dissolving somehow? Can we imagine it just getting to, well, maybe both of you can guide on this, which is, you know, if it can be slowed down, if it cannot happen until Biden administration comes in, could they take it out of the tax bill, or is it in there as a kind of virus that can't be easily extricated?
Yeah.
That could happen.
What, that we could slow it way down?
Yes,
we could slow it down. Get it out of the tax bill. You know, both of them. And here's the thing. You know, when I think about, you know, like what's happening, you know, not only in America, but what's happening in Alaska. Alaska bet on big oil and they lost. You know, and Alaska's economy is in big trouble because they bet on big oil. And so, you know, here we are, you know, they want to drill in the refuge. And there's only like 6 months, there's less than a year of oil available up there with, you know, our appetite. And you got people from ADA, you know, saying things like, you know, if we can drill in the refuge, money from that oil will, you know, create much supported jobs and pay for renewable energy projects in Alaska. Right. One of the board members said, you know, development in the refuge will reduce pollution worldwide, since oil production in the refuge will reduce the need for oil production in countries with less stringent environmental requirements. You know, have you lost his mind? I mean, you know, there's not enough oil there to make a difference for our appetite. What we need to do is change the way that we live on the planet. And, you know, when I was really inspired, you know, this spring when all the Black Lives Matter movement started and you know, all the protests and certainly, you know, the loss of death, you know, was really sad to see, and how Black people are treated, you know, constantly and have been for, you know, generations upon generations. But, you know, Black Lives Matter, but brown people do too. And we in Alaska, you know, we brown people, we natives, you know, this is our home. This is our way of life. And it's all being, you know, put out for lease and for sale. And, you know, and so when I think about, you know, some of the things that need to happen, you know, we definitely have to, you know, continue to get as many public comments as we can to save the refuge and help preserve the Gwich'in way of life. And, you know, one of the, you know, places, you know, the ArcticWild.org. You know, the AlaskaWild.org, you know, is where right. A lot of people can go to and just make comments and stay in the know, you know, get in the loop here, get active and get real. And, you know, and so when I think about like what's happening on the Copper River Delta, you know, we did a petition to try and extend this political restoration boundary to include the Copper River Delta, which is the sister watershed to the Prince William Sound, so we could get restoration dollars to address all these development issues and stop coal mining and all this nonsense on the Copper River Delta. Well, the native corporations opposed it because they want to, you know, fund more of their spirit camps and museums and whale jails and different things that, you know, they think really matters. But what matters is leaving the oil and the gas and the coal in the ground. Stop the burning of these fossil fuels that are contributing to our loss of life and oxygen and fresh air. And you know, it just seems like it's endless, yet we're dumbing down. We're not getting wiser. And so it's going to take all of us to educate ourselves. And, you know, somebody, I was talking to them, you know, here in the last couple of days, and they said, you know, it goes back to, you know, second grade. We have to start, you know, getting our teachers teaching the young what's really going on in the world. You know, so when they get to the point where they can actually make a difference and get out and vote, they can make a difference. But it's going to take all of us collectively educating each other and creating awareness and enlightenment if we're going to make it.
Yes. No, and we're calling for miracles, a change of consciousness and group mind, a great awakening such as you're calling for, because it is about, you know, cooperating in community, you know, and the Gwich'ins know so much about exactly what's assigned to us this year and these next 6-7 years, which is the re-wedding of human culture with participatory animism, with stewardship, again, as Sarah embodies and as you, Dune, have been indefatigable. I'll use that word again for yourself, because you've been working on, you know, keeping the coal in the ground, the Bering coal fields, for so long. What is the status of that, and how can we help energetically and literally?
You know, it's the same, ideology, the mob rule that assaulted our capital. We need to hold people and ideology accountable and responsible for what's going on this planet right now. And, you know, and responsible for the genocide and the ecocide and the assault on the environment. And, you know, and that's why, you know, when I was watching TV in the last 24 hours and I watched all these white males, you know, go and do this hit on the Capitol. And, you know, they all walked in and they all walked out with 52 arrests. You know, what if it was environmentalists that stormed the Capitol, or black people or brown people who stormed the Capitol? It wouldn't have had that happy ending. You know, there would be, you know, people held accountable and responsible for, you know, attacking our democracy, attacking our constitution, you know, attacking normalcy. You know, I mean, it's really, you know, it's up to the people to take, you know, this country back, to take Alaska back, you know, to take this planet back. I mean, we really need real global leaders that are going to step up and the people are the ones who need to back them to be able to create this change. And we have to do it, and it starts now. It starts today.
Yes, no, absolutely. And the nefarious irony of how the George Floyd and the social justice uprising was met with, you know, just people dressed in like Darth Vader, just, you know, versus exactly what you say. But that is now visible and evident and alive, the contrast, even into mainstream news, going, did you notice the contrast of these white people just sauntered in and were given permission and did selfies and, you know, and then would, and created mayhem and in a federal building, right? And then jaunted on out, right? So everyone sees that now, the discrepancy. And Trickster loves discrepancy. It lives in discrepancy, going, right, what is and what should be, what is and what people are pretending it is, right? So there is a huge, and even in this country. So we're calling for another miracle of sane, reverent common sense arising in each citizen's heart. Because to both of you, really, you know, what is it to be a good citizen? What is it to be a good global citizen? What is it to be a good environmental citizen? And Sarah, do you want to just say a call out, like, what is it to be a good citizen, as you know so much?
Yes, well, you know, Arctic Refuge, the fight, and my people are doing, NHA is doing for thousands of years. They're not doing only for themselves, they're doing it for the surroundings, the world, the sun, and the water, and the air—they protect all that, our way of life, and that's for everybody. Right now, we're trying to keep that coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in 1002, close to any kind of development, oil development, or any other development, because that's a public interest land, too. It's a land for caribou, and they made it an Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And once they get into Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, there's lots and lots of refuge throughout the nation. It's going to put a precedent over it, and your backyard is not going to be safe. Right now, Kenai Flat is full of oil. Yukon Flat is full of oil. So as Bristol Bay, all they got to do is put another little pipe line, and they're going to drain the whole state of Alaska just for another country. They ship it all out, export it. It's not benefiting us, and they keep running back to a permanent fund dividend, which is doing good in business-wise and still doing good. And they've never put our money back into it again since they invest it. The only time the oil company is that first time they make the investment. And they keep running back to that to run the state of Alaska. And they can't even run the state of Alaska because they're selling out to big company when they put people into the native land settlement. They put them into corporation status. They're not a landowner. They're a stockholder. They're to the corporation, just like any other corporation. So in order to make money, they have to go for big time, big company, big oil company, to stay in corporate. And that's when they're giving out their resource. So we need to tell the truth and teach it in school. Talk to your kids about it. Right now, there's the most vote came out because young people went to the poll, and we need their help. This young guy got just elected yesterday, and you know, that Save Our Nation looked like. I was so happy yesterday also because Georgia did good.
Yes.
And if we hang all together like that, I'm so proud of all that 15 state under sovereignty went against oil and gas development and the refuge. So we need more of that. We're trying to get more of that kind of togetherness and do it right.
Beautiful. And
nothing will go wrong.
And with so much, you know, backup to your dedication, visible and invisible, I love that just the astro-mythology of now as we convene Jupiter storytelling its images, the Council of Ancestors, a young leader listens to their voices, and we go to the ancestors, we're all young, and so there's ancestors of, you know, for both of you, you know, the ancestors are not just the humans, right, but everything reporting in, and I think people are calling for, you know, to call everyone to call senators, your senators and representatives, and ArcticRefuge.org and AlaskaWild.org. Call senators, let them know you're against this effort of drilling and despoiling the place where all life begins. And then day one action for the Arctic Refuge. Tell Mr. Biden, or President-elect Biden, to stop Arctic Refuge drilling in its tracks on his first day in office. Send a message. There are heartening things, you know, and there is goodness rising up out of this cauldron. You know, even Bill McKibben was enthusiastic. He said, you know, about looking at Biden's proposed climate team, and he goes, we haven't had this many substantial people truly dedicated ever before. This is really good. We can work with this. So again, to slow down the danger, to slow down the destruction, to rise up as citizens, to back your dedication, Dune, and your dedication, Sarah. And, but remind me, Dune, You know, because for, you know, the keep the coal in the ground, so in the Bering coal fields, right, that and pitching it to the Korean industrialist who owned it, going, this would be great good wealth for you, this would be great story for you, this would be great support. Is are we closer? Are we closer to that deal?
Yes, you know, we've worked on this. The Yak Preservation Council has worked on this issue for 25 years, and
I know.
And you know, we've got the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council interested, the Land and Water Conservation Fund, the U.S. Forest Service, private donors are, you know, starting to circle up around us. You know, we feel like, you know, this is the time. You know, that we all need to call on President-elect Biden, you know, to step up for our this new world order that is blue and green. You know, it's about a new reality and new dreams. It's about, you know, trying to figure out how we can all be better humans. And as Sarah James, you know, always eloquently says, you know, that what we do here in Alaska to preserve our ancestral homelands from destruction and, you know, protecting our wild salmon and the caribou and our wild salmon way of life is it helps all people. It helps, you know, the ocean. It helps the environment and all the wildlife. I mean, like, you know, in Alaska, we have some of the last remaining iconic wildlife thriving on the planet. But it's changing because of climate change. So if we just all, you know, took the time to, you know, reevaluate, reset, you know, the assault on the Capitol yesterday, today is a good day to reset our values. You know, yep. Reset our dreams, reset our aspirations, and you know, our expectations on what path do we really need to be on and get on if we're going to make this. Because I liked it, you know, when we were talking earlier about this partnering with what we love. That's
yes,
what
yes.
We have to do as humans if we're going to make it.
Yes. No, that's it's really before us right now. Uranus, nature's evolutionary genius, miracle worker, trickster, intelligence is eager for us to participate and be led by the likes of you, both of you, to partner with what we love, with its vitality, to offer ourselves, you know, as you have both have done, and the amount of work. I mean, you've been working on keeping the Bering coal fields in the ground, as you said, for 25 years, and Sarah's been working to protect the Arctic for 50 years, and Stacey Abrams and the team of incredible organizers in Georgia, they worked hard and long for this. These are miracles, but the miracles feed on the absolute dedication of the likes of Sarah James and Dun Lankert and Stacey Abrams, and may it inspire in all of us to be as dedicated, you know, that we form a dedication in our hearts that will attract the opportunity to be influential for good things. And we go, yeah, because it's all one thing, right? This, you know, the weather site, I think I sent you both, but said, you know, on January 5th and 6th, right, everything was is coming to a head. There was a 20-degree increase in the Arctic Sea, right, because of the wind current blowing in at a hot temperature, displacing the cold and sending the cold elsewhere, but 20 degrees. And it's like, so we're really in it now. I mean, and I think, you know, cooperating with nature's guiding genius, going, how can we alleviate some of the horror that we've set in motion, right? So, yes, there's that. But in our last minutes, and then we can think of this as really part one, because these are issues that are important forever in the foreseeable future. But Sarah, is there any blessing that you would like to give, and any blessing you'd like to receive, just in these last moments of our radio Kahoot?
Yes, I want to bless my family for helping me on speak out speaking up for my for the refuge and keeping up with myself and so many people out there. I want to thank and all the supporters. And it was very a long struggle and no resource. And and I like people out there to know about that. And I also want people to write their congressional people and also call them and email them. Local and Washington, D.C., and do the radio like what we're doing now, and TV, and newspaper, and finance is always the problem. So that way we all can grow. And for the
can you send Oops, sorry. Can you send me and I can post where people can contribute to your legal fight and contribute to your well-being, and we will post that as well. And then, Dune, we're in our last minute here. Dune, you likewise, a blessing you might want to receive and to send, you know, or anything you want to do with this.
Yeah, thank you, Caroline and Sarah. You know, I'm just honored that we're all on this planet together and doing our part to enlighten others who may have lost their way or need to find their way. You know, as Sarah mentioned, you know, all of us, you know, need that financial support to do the work that we do that is for all of us. So, you know, visit our EAC Preservation Council .org website and our nativeconservancy.org website and the sites that Sarah mentioned. And you know, stand up, you know, have your voice heard, make it count. Like the people in Georgia, you know, they made their voice count. They went to the polls. They did everything they could to make sure that the right to vote was louder than everything else. And as long as we release the voice of reason, we're going to be okay.
That's great. That's great. And like Sarah's beautiful song, thank you so much, Sarah, for your work and your song and your dedication. You know, we are with you, and to Dune Lankert as well. And in Georgia, they were also giving collard greens and music and singing. You know, again, this is a rousing rising of the good citizen within all of our hearts. So thank you, Dune Lankert. Thank you, Sarah James. Thank you, great board op, Kirsten Thomas. I'm Caroline Casey, CoyoteNetworkNews.com. We will post all kinds of links to what's going on in the Arctic and with Dune's project. Projects as well. Woof, woof, woof. We are incarnationally coinciding, and that is a beautiful, wonderful thing. Thank you, team.